But the boys are looking forward tomorrow for the double header, you know, and getting into O'Donnell Park and playing in front of a good crowd. And it's not too often that happens, so they're going to make the most of it and try to put on an impressive performance.
Yeah. It was well documented ahead of last week's game that you were short, what, five or six players from Setanta, maybe even more. And really, you started with a very weak team against Mayo and obviously paid the price.
Paid the price, Tom, you know, and Mayo were very, very impressive at the same time, and we were happy enough after 25 minutes. The Mayo game were 2 or 3 points down against a strong breeze, but a couple of defensive errors, you know, and give away a goal and a point, which turned the tables a bit, and Mayo pushed on from then, and they were 10 points up at the break. And then we lost James at the start of the second half, they red card, so it was a tough second half too, you know. Mayo deserved their victory, and they looked a wee bit sharper than us.
Mm. Well, unfortunately, Setanta bid farewell to the All Ireland dream last weekend, so that I presume leaves the players free for you this weekend.
That's done and dusted, Tom, yeah, and in fairness, they're all back training this week. They're on their 2 nights of training, and they're all available this week again. And, you know, we have 4 or 5 of them coming into the starting lineup, which is a big plus, you know.
Yeah. So you're going to have a stronger hand tomorrow?
Yes, we are. Well, you have Declan Coder coming to start, and Bernard Lafferty, Niall Cleary, and I suppose Danny's fully fit this week. And then you have a bench, you know, Kevin Campbell available, and Mark Callahan, Marty Bonner. So you've really, really strengthened us, so... gives us a lot more options tomorrow.
Yeah. So with the exception of being without Jamesy, obviously Jamesy has to serve a one-match ban, I presume.
Yeah, nah, Jamesy's gone for one match, Tom, and everybody else is available for selection, so things are looking good tomorrow.
Mm. And talk to me about Derry. You would have played them in the odd challenge game in recent years, wouldn't you?
I suppose challenges games, we're always close enough to them, but they seem when it comes to competitiveness, and they won the Nicky record last year, and they won the Ulster on the 21 championship last year, so we're on the no illusions. It'll be a very, very strong challenge for us. And I suppose Gabriel, our coach there, as a County Derry man, and he's very familiar with the Derry team, and he was just going through it with me there. And they seem to be 2 or 3 players stronger than last week too. That when they're beat against Down, so they'll be a formidable force tomorrow.
Mm. Of course, they're still without the Sloughneil contingent, which is a pretty strong one as well.
Yes, we're kind of glad they're without the Sloughneil contingent now, but I'd say the players getting their chance, well, very younger than on the 21 team, and they'll be eager to impress, so sometimes that's a disadvantage too. They're going to be out to really impress their management to keep their pace, so we know we're up against it.
Mm.
Well, we still think we can give, because Derry isn't about a transition and change it, a big change to their panel, that we can really give them a good challenge tomorrow. And listen, we hope to be in the game in the last 5-10 minutes, Tom, and hopefully can get over the line at the end.